Since mid-November, Mariposa House Hospice's Angel Tree campaign has brightened the back porch cafe at Mariposa Market. The fundraiser is finishing on Monday, when the total amount of donations will be announced. Candace Bartlett, the engagement manager for Mariposa House Hospice, says the goal has already been surpassed. "We wanted to beat our goal last year of $25,000, so we set our goal for $30,000 this year. As of Thursday night, we have surpassed the $30,000, she says. The fundraiser supports the hospice financially, as 100% of the proceeds go directly to the organization. It also offers members of the community an outlet for their grief during the holidays. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, so it's super important. The community is so generous, and the tree gives families an opportunity to come give back, and also do something at Christmas time," says Bartlett. "One of the hardest times of the year for people grieving is Christmas, but it gives people the opportunity to come down to the market and still be part of Mariposa House Hospice in some way. With a minimum donation of $10, anyone can hang an angel on the tree in Mariposa Market. Participants can donate online or in person with cash, Visa, or MasterCard. All card-based donations are processed by the hospice directly. So, that's several ways to able to do it. Anybody that lives out of town or sees it online and wants to do it, we can do it for them," says Susan Morris, co-chair of fundraising. Morris has been a part of the initiative from the beginning. "I've seen the look in people's eyes when they look at the tree and know what it's for, and if they've experienced hospice before, it's even more meaningful," she says. Morris values the tree both as a method to fund the hospice and as a community event that provides an outlet to express gratitude or grief. "The tree is very, very important to me," she says. "I'm just grateful that we have this fundraiser that grows and grows each year and brings more awareness to Mariposa House Hospice. The angel tree is probably my most proud moment when it comes to hospice and what people do for it. Honestly, the amount of people that help put this tree on, I think out of anything I would say is that we couldn't do it without our amazing volunteers who show up every day to sit at the tree." Angie Walsh is one of the many volunteers who keep the fundraiser going. "This is the first time, actually, that I've done this for the hospice. I've lost quite a few loved ones, unfortunately, over the last year, most recently my aunt. So, it inspired me to help such a wonderful thing for the hospice," she says. "It means more support for the community and more people being able to pass on their own terms and have their family there in comfort. The tree itself will help to get more beds within the hospice, and more community care for palliative patients that we really, truly need," she adds. "Volunteers are necessary for the campaign's success, but so is the location of the tree." Bob Wilsey, the owner of Mariposa Market, was selected as the hospice's special angel this year in light of his support for the campaign. "He is such a generous man to let us take up not just one but two booths to put the tree up," says Morris. "Each year, we choose someone from the community to be our special angel and they hang the second angel on the tree as a recognition of our appreciation and gratitude, and Bob was our special angel this year. He said as long as the tree is around and he's in his store that we'd have a place to sell our angels. I don't think we would reach the revenue we do if it was in a private place," she adds. Wilsey feels very honored to be chosen. "It's just a wonderful community initiative. It's a really nice addition, a gem, a really nice thing in our community to have. Any way we could support it is certainly our pleasure," he says. "Everybody has lost people in their family, so it does sort of tug at your heartstrings. It has some emotional resonance, for sure." The campaign will remain open for donations until Monday, with volunteers available at the booth throughout the weekend. Abigail Noble is an intern from Carleton University.